As all the Immaculate Lamas of this tradition have stressed, it is very important in the beginning to adjust your motivation. So start by thinking that you're here on this occasion to receive teachings on the most profound and subtle teachings of the Mahayana. And you do that in order to be able to benefit sentient beings. Sentient beings who have been your mothers in the past and are as vast as the vastness of space. For their sake, you aspire to reach the state of perfect and complete enlightenment, this precious state that is characterized by the full development of all positive qualities and the total elimination of all negativities. With this particular thought in your mind, please adjust your motivation.
ཨོ་ཇི་དན་ཐམོ་དར་ཅི་ནང་ོ་ལ་ཇི་མ་ཅིན་དན་དན་དན་བུ་ལེན་སེན་དན་དེ་ན་གོ་ཡེར་དུ་ཅི་དེན་གོ་དེན་ནི་ཨོ་དན་མ་བར་ཟབ་རས་ཅི་ཡོ་མ་ར་ཚར་དན་པ་མ་ཏོ་ང་ནི་སོང་ཅི་སམ་པ་རི་དེ་ཨོ་ཇི་དན་སོང་ཅི་ཚར་དན་ཨོ་དན་དེ་ནི་ཅི་ཅིན་གོ་ལོ་རན་པ་སམ་ཨོ་ཇི་དན་རན་པ་ཅིན་དན་མ་ར་ཁོ་རན་དེ་པ་ཡེན་དུ་དེ་གང་གང་ཡོང་ཅི་ཙོ
If we look at the situation of the enlightened being, the Buddha Shakyamuni, although he manifested the act of becoming enlightened in the holy place of Bodh Gaya, the truth is that he had already attained the state of enlightenment many eons before that. But for the sake of trainees, for the sake of showing the mode of attaining the state of enlightenment, he went through the process of progressing along the path and finally manifesting the attainment of enlightenment under the Bodhi tree in Bodh Gaya. And having manifested the state of attaining perfect and complete enlightenment, he engaged in the action of turning the wheel of Dharma. This happened in three different stages. And all of this was done for the sake of sentient beings, who are as vast as numerous and numerous as the vastness of space. And they're all experiencing different types of sufferings. They're all going through this cycle, repeated cycle of suffering and unease. So for their sake, he taught the Dharma in order to show them the means by which happiness and well-being could be achieved. And when we talk about happiness and well-being, this can be understood as a short-lived, limited happiness, as well as happiness that can be everlasting, ultimate type of happiness.
Ojida
And also saying the Buddha engaged not only in the turning of the wheel of Dharma, but in total in 12 different deeds of or enlightened activities. All of them were done for the sake of sentient beings. Sentient beings, that their number is unfathomable. Their number is as vast as the vastness of space. And all the suffering that all these sentient beings are experiencing comes down to one single reason, and that reason is grasping at the self, at the truly existing self. It is this ignorance, grasping at the self, that causes myriads types of suffering. All the different types of teachings that the Buddha has given, the collection, the bundle of 84,000 teachings, they all come down finally into the ultimate point of teaching interdependence, of teaching emptiness. It is said that in the same way in this world we might have great number of rivers, and each one of these rivers might run in a different direction, such as some of them are running towards the east, some of them towards the west, the north or the south. Eventually all the rivers will have to fall down into the ocean. So similarly, all the teachings that Buddha Shakyamuni has given are pointing towards an understanding of emptiness. And also the great Lama Tsongkhapa in his text, which is called The Praise to Interdependence, has said very clearly that all the teachings, whether they are sutra, whether they are tantra, whatever they are, eventually they point into interdependence, they point into emptiness. So this again stresses what has just been explained.
我觉得那个觉得农本上就买了，我在去去里，就当个就农本上个去里刚刚买了些地，这边也买买了几，刚刚买了六七八的五元钱的，对，那样就搞得当地搞了，开始了嘛，就这些直播固定的，开始了嘛，就这些地地嘛，当嘛工业里了，就这些交接，东北人让了，去了个让让个，到坡地了，就这些交接没完没了的，搞当等你。
就那些毛不麻将一样养个有啊的，我但那些毛不家家一样养个有啊人都，我就在讲大家讲，就咱就那些毛不家家的，是很多地方人呢，就大把当小把自己，我在娘们那地你不弄完就丢丢的，我就咱地弄完就丢丢的。
Then if we examine the world, the situation in the world, we see that there is a number of philosophical and religious systems. And of course, each one of them is proclaiming methods and ways to achieve happiness and well-being. But there are differences in all these systems. And the difference mainly lies on the amount of information and explanation that is given. In some systems, we have a very brief explanation. In other systems, we see that we can find more detail, more extensive explanation of how this happiness can be achieved. And also it might be that at a particular times you might have teachers who might teach more extensively, or at other times in other locations, in other situations, you might have teachers expounding a particular system where they choose for one reason or another not to go into such great detail. Nevertheless, when we look at all these systems, the main thing when we of practice is to examine them from the point of view of you, the view that is held by the system, as well as the conduct. And as we say, when we look at this twofold division of our practices, we examine them in terms of view and in terms of behavior. And when we talk about view, really we talk about development of wisdom. When we talk about behavior or contact, we talk about the development of method. There is another way of talking about these two principles. We can talk about the two types of accumulation. When we talk about wisdom, this can be translated as the accumulation of primordial awareness. And when we talk about method, this can be translated or referred to as the accumulation of merit. There is no practice whatsoever that does not fall in any of these two categories. If it is a practice, it either has to be accumulation of primordial awareness or it has to be towards the accumulation of merit. We actually also have the similar advice that is given in the form of prayer, an aspiration, dedication prayer from Aryanagarjuna, where Aryanagarjuna is actually making very clear that there are three things to keep in mind at all times. The first one is the basis. Following that is the path, and resulting from that is the resultant state. When we talk about the basis, we talk about an understanding and recognition of the Four Noble Truths. When we talk about the path of the two truths, when we talk about the paths, we talk about the amassing the two types of accumulation. And as a result of that, we talk about actualizing the two bodies, the two holy bodies of the Buddha, the form body and the Dharma body. So when we look at the final state, the state of the result, this is actually what we aspire to achieve. This is the object of our practice, the object of our hopes. But this is something that will come by relying on the path. And the two types of accumulation that constitute the body of the path cannot be amassed unless one has an understanding of the two levels of truth. When we look at the two bodies, two resultant bodies of the Buddha, we talk about, as we say, the form body and the Dharma body. And the result for establishing the form body is the accumulation of merit. And when we talk about the Dharma body of the Buddha, we talk about the comprehension, affection that and the compassionate mind, that comprehending mind of the Buddha. Now, we make this division between the two types of accumulation, the accumulation of primordial awareness and the accumulation of merit. And we said that one of them refers to method, the other one refers to wisdom. And when we talk about method, really, from the two types of truth, we talk about diversity. We talk about conventional means. When we talk about wisdom, we talk about reality. We talk about ultimate truth, which falls into an understanding of emptiness. So it is by understanding the two truths that you can develop the method and wisdom that constitute the two types of accumulation, and eventually you can manifest the two resultant bodies at the end. And the prayer of Aryanagarjuna is, may I be able to comprehend the basis of the two truths, and on the basis of that may I be able to amass perfectly the two types of accumulation, and through that manifest the resultant two holy bodies.
Ajita dinayin bayan dujita namba sanjiva jita dosayana ngosayana ajita jita thapa jichangni sishiva jita thamika dino nyantuka dino thamika dino la nyiva yantu nyantuka dino thang rangjaka dino yananda ajita thapa jimbu dino yananda kangala vada jalam disam tena pavyati jidu randa madari vare matavati ཁྱི
Now, when we look at the different types of vehicles that we have, the lesser vehicle and the greater vehicle, we look, for example, at the lesser vehicle contains practices of the hearers and solitary realizers, and the great vehicle contains the practices of the bodhisattvas who have entered into the great vehicle. All of them have a presentation of the basis, the path, and the result. There might be some differences in how extensive the presentation is, or there might be some small details here and there that vary, but basically, the presentation of these three aspects is found in all vehicles. And also we can see that the two vehicles, the vehicles of the hero solitary realizers as well as the great vehicle, can be reflected into the presentation of the stages of the path. Within the long rim, we have the practices of the individual that are shared with the small scope as well as those that fall in the category of the middle scope. And these two reflect practices of hearers and solitary realizers. When we look at the great scope of the Lam Rim, we will find in that all the practices of the great vehicle. There is no practice of any vehicle that does not fall in this category, and there is no practice in any vehicle that would not have to be based on an explanation of the three principles of the basis, the path, and the result.
Ajita dinayin bayan du jita lama zangkava chenbu ji lam rung di dong dinayang di tar jitang rube tak chen ji lam chang nikar guwa tamona ji jen jen ning kiwa tepon gona teni jiti jam su ji shimi yang zang meng ho tenpa di tan ju toba tong tong tenpa shi yi sin da ajita ji toba di ji bharu du chenpa toba du yi toba tong rube sanga dur ji toba ni gi tamon go lam di jiwa chen di jang zung kanyam ne ri sang ne te sang java ji dong Tien tamulam jamut nu de jivane taba gnyin chojre durji tawase na oda tamo yulam jongwa di ngoji nyam ne da ngoji chinye ngoge jong de zo nyen ya nyen ya am thya thune ti dong sam ya sam ni gum gum ji gum jaw ya de zo gang ga ge den ro wo de la wo ji da tamo yulam ji ji ndui lam ji nyam ne gang ga sir du jaw ga di
The great Lama Tsongkhapa has actually made it clear in a number of his texts in the short Lamrim as well as in the foundation of all good qualities that it is very important to first of all train one's mind thoroughly through the common paths, through the shared paths. And when we look at the division of teachings into sutra and tantra, the sutric vehicle is also called the causal vehicle. It is called the causal vehicle because it provides us with the causes that will bring about later results. We need to rely on these causes. In other words, we need to rely on these common paths. We need to hear, to listen to them, we need to reflect to them, we need to meditate on them, and using this as a basis, then we can continue with different levels of
practices. Pardon, Chuji, Sigiti Martin, Zizamita, Niju, Bob Biring, on the Gina Shago, Napchi, and Maji Yokiwari, Tati, Chuji, Shaji, Shojanam, Jidi, Jidi, Alma, Namga Namzaga, you are it, and Lamika Namzaga, you are Bachi. Tin only Lami, Lai, on Juveni, Tujin Koluka, the Tamo, my Bachi, you are into Tida, or Jida, Salamato Tango, and Bachi, and Bayendu. Sir, do you honor? Jigata, Jisongava Chambu, Jigatan, Lamrim Chemu, the Moram Chemu, Niobanon, Moram Chemu, Don Conga, Sir Maton, River, Sir Duner, Mara, Samadro Sakar, and Bachi Sanjava in the UHG.
So, let's turn our attention now to the text that will be presented in the following days. It is a text that deals with the four classes of Tantra. It actually gives a presentation of the principles of the grounds and paths of the different classes of Tantra. This text has been composed by a great Mongolian scholar who is known by the name Peltin Chökyen. He's also known by the name Nawam Peltin. And in this particular text, you will find a presentation, of course, of the three lower classes of Tantra, as well as a quite extensive presentation of the highest yoga Tantra. Within the presentation of the highest yoga Tantra, the general systems, the system of the general Tantras are presented, as well as the system of the Kala Chakra. Now, when we look at the two main works, such as the Lamrim and the Nakrim, right? Lamrim is the stages of the path. Nakrim are the tantric stages of the path, which is a text much more extensive than this one. But we will find that all the main points of the Nakrim are actually included within this particular text. Right now you have in front of you a printout of the first 40 pages of the text, and there is another 40 pages coming probably within this week to be handed out.
Somebody Namjur Jaka Honchu Nan, at any Jidi Amasam Kurtimar Sanguari. But the Lamiko Kalan, Lamiko Honchu Nan, Tijita Sanguari, the Mazoti, Tisunda Gushanda Ojana Tisura, Yukuamari, Yena and Kazangin Mamaji, Mani Chunzoni, Oda, and the Shandizu Gonji, Shuadi, that did on Tamo and Ojiji, that any Honchu. dana yu diwa tsu na na mama ji jewa rumbu jini ma tungur ka ngo shinyo yu ko la mi ka ngo shinyo yu wa yin du ta ti ga ma ndu wa jini ta shu ga ya ma ta de ji ja dong ji di ji wu ku yu wa yin du ji di ri 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 ong ri shu wa da ti ni nye na di ta di wo yu wa ri dan ro ri ro dang ra wo ti na ji yin ding ta ta ri ji Oji da mama tsu tiwa ji da dini ji da kona kwansam ri ma shu gu yin.
Now, according to the way that His Holiness the Dalai Lama would teach the Nagrim Chenma, you'd say that as he would, His Holiness would move from the presentation of the action tantra to the performance to the yoga tantra and finally to the highest yoga tantra to prior to bestowing the teachings in the explanation, he would also bestow an initiation on that particular level of class of Tantra. This is the proper way of receiving instructions. If you want to sit and receive instructions on a text like this, which is dealing with all four classes of Tantra, you actually have to receive initiation on each class of Tantra in order to be a suitable vehicle for receiving these teachings. Now, This is actually something which unfortunately we do not have the time to do. It would mean that Rinpoche would have to bestow four different types of initiations. Now, during our stay at the land of Medicine Buddha, the great Chenrezig initiation has been bestowed, and also a lot of people who are attending, we take it that they have received the Kalachakra initiation either from His Holiness or from Rinpoche in the past. So we made the convention and we agreed that just for this occasion, these two empowerments, the Kalachakra empowerment as well as the Chenrezig empowerment, will act as, let's say, our shared basis in terms of empowerments for receiving the explanation on all four classes of Tantra. Now, we have already adjusted the motivation at the beginning of the session, but it's important to remind ourselves the reason why we're here. We're not here just to receive these teachings selfishly, just for ourselves. We're here to receive it for the sake of sentient beings. There are countless sentient beings, and each one of them is experiencing various types of suffering. And we're here because we want to establish happiness. There are different types, there are different degrees of happiness, similarly with different types and degrees of suffering. So we're here to establish all this, and we will do all this not merely by coming here and listening to these teachings once, but rather we will hear, then we will reflect, and finally we will meditate again and again on the meaning of these teachings. One should set one's motivation like this.
Jerry Song, Kanjila, Chansumba, and Bola, and Jerzawago, both Jada, Karchak, that you are Jada, Chiyu are the Tinoni, Ojita, Bodron, Chonga, Chitu, emerging, Mokizan, Jessie, and Dingy. Ojita, Dini, Tilang, Ronda, Ode, Bajita, Bodu, Kojo, emerging, and Dovisha, and Guyuwa. Oda di bodhi jitu ho tindra chiku ta jiti ju kurdi cha thong mandi nana ta oda sanjo yu ding.
Now, as you look at the title of the text, it says that this is the illumination of the text of Tantra, of the principles of the grounds and paths of the four great secret classes of Tantra. So it's obvious from the title of the text that we will be dealing with four classes of Tantra. Now, when we look at the translation of the Kangyur, this collection of translated text into Tibetan, the Kangyur is actually composed of 100 volumes, plus one volume which is the context, so 101 volumes. And from those, only 15 volumes deal with Tantra. So you see the majority is dealing with Sutra Tantra.
好人
So first of all, we start with the homage, which is given in Sanskrit. It starts by saying, Namo Guru Sumati Munindra Vajradharaya. So Guru refers to one's Lama. Sumati is Lobsang, good mind. Munindra is translated as Shakyamuni. Vajradhara, we have the same term actually in English, it's Dodi Chang. And as we have Namo in the beginning, it translates as I salute, I prostrate, I pay homage to the Lama who is Losang Shakyamuni Vajradhara. So after that we start by the verse that says, May the great Vajradhara, unifying the ultimate clear light mind and the relative illusory, pure illusory body, bestow great blessings on myself and other migrators. So we are requesting here for blessings, and our blessings are on different levels, blessings of body, of speech and of mind. So in this verse we see that we are requesting for different types of blessings to be bestowed from the great Vajradhara. And if we look at the description of the state of Vajradhara, it says Vajradhara who is unifying the ultimate clear light mind and the relative pure illusory body. Vajradhara, the state of Vajradhara is the state that is characterized by this union of clear light and illusory body. The description of clear light appears in our English translation on the second verse, where we talk about the ultimate clear light, and the description of the illusory body appears in the third line, where it talks about the relative pure illusory body. These two types, the mind, the pure, the ultimate mind and the pure body are never separated, rather they are united together. So this is why we talk about the great Vajradhara unifying these two. Now, we talked about the principles of the basis, the path and the result, and we say that one has to rely on the practice of sutra in order to actualize the two final bodies. And here, when we talk about the practice of tantra, we say that the ultimate result that is attained is the state of union of a normal learner. And in order to attain this final state of complete enlightenment in tantra, first of all, one has to attain the state of illusory body, but also one has to attain the state of clear light. And one does that by relying on the two types of accumulation, amassing merit and amassing primordial awareness. And this will come about by relying on an understanding of the two levels of truth, the two types of truths. And all this basic training that we have to do in order to reach the final result is training of sutra. So you can see how actually sutra is the foundation to bring about, to support all the practices that will bring about this result. Now after that, we have another verse we reach like as this. May all supreme lamas, the great Atip Nagarjuna, father and son, Chandrakirti and Lozan Trahwa, protect us until we reach enlightenment. And here we have a mention of a number of beings who were greatly influential in presenting, providing us with material we can rely upon. So first of all, we have mention of the great Nagarjuna. The great Nagarjuna was a being who offered protection and offered great material to study, both in terms of sutra and in terms of tantra. And we have here mention of his sons. He had five of those spiritual sons, such as Aryadeva and so forth. Following that, we have the name of Chandrakirti, the great master Chandrakirti, who is renowned for his for his work entering into the middle way. And not again, this is a figure who has composed a lot of material in sutra as well as in tantra. When we look at the Nakrim channel, we see that a lot of material regarding the three lower tantras is presented by quoting a lot of Indian scholars, practitioners, yogis, and so forth. When it comes into the presentation of the highest yoga tantra, this is mainly presenting the system of Guhya Samaja. And when we talk about the system of Guhya Samaja, we need to keep in mind that it is the Aryanagarjuna that has presented that very clearly. And on top of that, we had the master Chandrakirti with his text, the illuminating lamp or the bright lamp, who composed further commentaries on that. Now, keep in mind that most of the presentation of highest yoga tantra, the stages of the path and so forth, are based on the system of Guhya Samaja. And finally, we have the mention of the name Losan Trapa. It is the name of the great Lama Tsongkhapa who condensed all this advice, who put it all together and formatted it in a way that we can have access to it.
Oggi da di nei mei di da di ni go da chu ju ko ni so da di ji zo som ber dam ja di ro nya bo cha nya ba da kar nya ja na ben do ji sa mo ji di na ba ji sa na nya sa jo ber sha se ne oggi da ji nga go sa da lam ji o di do rum go di nya nya ji kha sa wo ji ma she ke jo ke ya se da di ju ya di
Now, having completed this presentation of eulogies and paying homage, we move into the next part of the text, which is the pledge of composition. In the first verse of that, the writer says, with the wish to place imprints in my mind and to benefit others of equal status, I will present a short and clear grounds and paths of the four classes of sacred mantra. So the object of the text is clearly stated here, and also the reason for engaging in such a composition is stated. There are two reasons for that. First of all, the author says, partly I do it in order to place some imprints in my own mind, but of course I do it in order to provide this material for those who are capable of reading it, of understanding what I'm writing.
Oye dadi tumber dam jadan dadi oni jidan di chuno ka chibo di oje da songo ko kur di mar shiwa la do sok dam mandra ba ji samunya men ga ramba yuwa yendu ji chu songo ko chu di mar do bu oje da chu chang nam da ji kan ru ma da to so nomba shi gu gu yuwa ba ngin de ji che ke shi chaga ga no an war ba no se ya di yong de yin ba yendu chen de gu bi kan tra yong chen de
Now, following that, we have another verse where the author is asking for permission to discuss or to write down these matters. Since this is a tantric material, tantric text, it is not the same thing as sutra. One has to first of all address the Dharma protectors and the Dakinis who are holding the tantric teachings and request permission from them to engage in such a task of composition. So it says here, the chance to meditate on the proper method is rare, and the resolution to practice this method is not inferior. May the doctrine holders be granted permission to proclaim the Dharma according to their intentions. So we say that a permission is requested from those who are holding the Dharma, the holding the tantric Dharma, to give the permission to engage in this composition. And it says here, the chance to meditate on this particular subject is something which is quite rare. It doesn't come very often. But I, the author, proclaim that my resolution, my faith in Tantra is strong. So it's not inferior. It's quite strong. It's well developed. Therefore, please grant me this, grant me your blessing, allow me to engage in this presentation. And then we have one more verse that is actually, in a sense, indicating the way that we should all receive these teachings, that it should be received with great joy and with great appreciation. Now, I will read the verse first and then I explain the meaning behind that. It says, may those with the superior status of a peacock who carry the worm's burden of the analysis of the thunderous roar of Losang's explanations engage in the dance of explanation and debate. Now, we mention the name here, Losang, refers to Losang Trapa, which is the great Lama Tsongkhapa, and we say that the great Lama Tsongkhapa has composed Nagarim Chenmo, which is the stages, the tantric stages of the path. So there is this process of explaining the different parts of the tantric, the stages of the tantric path. Now, we have the mention of the peacock here. I don't know if she was saying, you know how the peacock can display, the male peacock, it has, you know, this incredible display of its back and it can show all the feathers and all the colors. And usually this is done in a case where the animal is excited and it is enjoying a certain occasion and is showing off, is doing this great display of color and beauty. So from our side, as we will be receiving this explanation of the stages of Tantra, we should be more or less behaving like the fortunate peacock, right? Very happy to receiving this in this occasion. So it's like a dance. It's like showing the best of ourselves. And Now we have completed the first part, where you can say it's an introductory part of the text, and now we start with the actual body of the text. So it says, in this context, there are two parts in the explanation of the presentation of the grounds and paths of the four great secret classes of Tantra. First of all, we have a brief teaching of the way to progress on the path of the three lower classes of Tantra. And secondly, we have a more detailed explanation of the way to progress on the path of the highest yoga Tantra. So you see, first of all, we will have a condensed presentation of the three lower classes of Tantra. Of course, this will include individual presentations of the action Tantra, performance Tantra, and yoga Tantra. But here, the first time they are mentioned, they are grouped together, and they are mentioned by the term three lower classes. And further on, the text will deal in a more extensive, in a more elaborate way with highest yoga Tantra. Right, so we continue, we go actually into the first category, which is going to be this brief presentation of the three lower classes of Tantra, where it says, a brief teaching of the way to progress on the path of the three lower classes of Tantra has two. First one, the actual lower classes of Tantra, and second, the way of positing the five paths and the 10 grounds of them. So we start with the actual lower classes of Tantra. It is the way to progress on the path of action Tantra, the way to progress on the path of performance Tantra, and the way to progress on the path of yoga Tantra.
If we go back again into the great text composed by the great Lama Tsongkhapa, Nagarim Chenmo, which is the tantric stages of the path, and that we find that the great Lama Tsongkhapa has actually given a formula to be checked at all times. It is a formula that applies in all four classes of Tantra. First of all, it says one needs to receive the empowerment. Further, one needs to abide by the vows and commitments that one has assumed during the time of the empowerment. Thirdly, one needs to meditate on the stages of the path of this particular Tantra. And finally, one understands the way to manifest the results. So you can see that there are four stages to be checked at all times. And those practitioners who are qualified practitioners and are following the path in the correct way will definitely want to make sure that they follow all these steps in the prescribed order. First, first of all, one receives the empowerment. Secondly, one is aware of all the vows and commitments one has. By abiding on those vows and commitments, one meditates on the different stages of the path, and this is how the results will be actualized. And this formula, these four points, will actually form the basis of presentation in each of the classes of Tantra that we have in this text.